Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, it's your favorite fetish doll, Emily Snow. Make sure to tune into my new show, Nocturnal Addictions, where we answer all your freaky questions.
Hello and welcome to Nocturnal Addictions, hosted by alt model Emily Snow. I'm horror painter Sissy Pesticide. I produce the show and run the board. I'm the brains and she's the talent. How about that? Take it away, Emily.
Oh, I'm taking it away, all right. Jeez, it's Wednesday again. Can you believe it? What the hell?
I know, eh? I know. How are you, how was your week been?
My week has been good. I came down with a little bit of a cold, so I've been trying to deal with that. You know, I'm not one to be sick, so, like, as soon as I feel myself getting sick, I'm, like, chugging orange juice and drinking Airborne, and I went and sat in the sauna for 15 minutes, and I was like, I'm going to sweat out my sickness, and I'm laying in there like I'm dying last night. I'm in the sauna at 3 o'clock in the morning at 24 hours fitness. I'm like, oh, and I put Vicks all over myself before I went in there. I'm sure I was the sexiest chick at the gym.
I'm telling you, man, that's the best, one of the best things you can do. Those are nice. I thought of you in the shower today, Emily. How about that? No,
oh,
not
my.
Like that. For Christmas, I got some fancy dancy tea tree shampoo. And,
oh, that stuff is good, but don't get it in your eyes.
Yeah. Oh, I close my eyes when I wash my hair, and so that wasn't,
you know,
the issue, but I put it in, and man, did that stuff, it was, it, you should put some of that on you when you, when you're sick, because that'll open up your sinuses and everything. I was quite impressed.
The thing with that, I guess I'm just a total weirdo, but I have this thing, and maybe it's because I watched that movie Psycho when I was a kid, but I have this thing where I can't close my eyes in the bathroom. Don't ask me why, but I get soap in my eyes all the time because I cannot close them, because I feel like if I close them, someone's going to pull back the curtain and like, with a big butcher knife. So I'm too scared to close my eyes in the bathroom. So I always get soap in my eyes because I can't close them.
Ah. Well, you know, I mean, I guess a lot of people are that way. I have a, my irrational fear in the shower isn't that somebody's going to get me, but I always look at the ceiling when I get in. I don't know. I think I must have seen a monster movie when I was a kid or something with, like, a spider or something that fell down on somebody, like a big spider or something. I don't know. I don't know why. I always look at the shower ceiling before I get in there. Just a thing I've always done. Very, very strange. So tell us, you had a big fashion shoot this last weekend. How did that go?
Oh, it was my milk bath shoot. That's what I did this weekend. It was really fun. They filled up this garden tub full of milk and put a bunch of flowers in it, and I got to soak in a bathtub full of milk and flowers. It was pretty awesome, and my skin was really soft for a few days afterwards, and the photographer
really?
Who did it, actually, she made a calendar, and there's a different girl in a bathtub full of milk and flowers for every month. It's a pretty cool thing, and I think they're for sale, too, so I can post a link to that if anybody wants to get a calendar. I am the lovely month of March.
Of March?
Is a good month. Yes.
Excellent. That's cool, man. That's awesome. Yeah, that's a neat idea. You know, women used to do that. I'm trying to remember the actress. So it's an old-timey actress, and that was her thing. She bathed in milk. You know, that's what she did. I can't remember who it was. I don't know. It wasn't Liz Taylor. It was kind of like an off actress, just somebody you wouldn't think of right hand. But it was in the 40s, I remember. Anyway, who cares?
Nice.
Anyhow, Oh, really? So, well, how many gallons was in there? Because milk's, what, like $4 or $5 a gallon or something? That wasn't expensive.
Yeah, you only need 1 gallon, and then still the rest is water, and it clouds it up. Either way, it was kind of hard. I mean, I saw photos of other girls in the milk bath, and so I was kind of like preparing for it. And when I went, I thought it was going to be super easy. But you have no idea how hard it is to like tuck your body in the water and stick your head out and like be folded in this tiny bathtub for like an hour trying to pose in it. And the next day I woke up and I was like, oh, my back. And I thought, God, I'm getting fucking old that I sat in this milk bath for an hour and it just ended up hurting my back because you have to, you know, tuck your legs in there to your sides.
Right.
I guess. Either way, the pictures came out really pretty and now it's a calendar.
Well, that's excellent.
And there's two versions of that, right? Yeah, I posted the link to the cheaper version because
okay.
that's the one I'm mm-hmm. going to get because I'm cheapskate like that. But, you know, if you want to go get the more expensive version, you can.
Yeah, and, you know, folks, if you're not, even if you don't have the pocket money to pick one up, you know, you can still help out. You know, I mean, this always help a photographer, an artist out, you know. Share it on your social network. Share it on your links because just because, you know, you're broke, maybe your friends aren't. And
exactly.
You know, somebody else. It's a very nice, tastefully done. I looked at some of the pictures and very cool.
There's no nudity in it, and that's pretty cool.
No.
They position mm-hmm. the flowers over any of your naughty bits and, you know, you have the milk over you and stuff, so it's not exactly safe for work, but there's no actual nudity in it. And, of course, she got a few pictures for me that did have nudity in it because I'm a creeper like that, but calendar is so.
Well, that's great. For those tuning in and just listening, you can join our chat room and see our live high-def video feed anywhere on the planet of Emily during our show. During every show we do this. And what you need to do is go to http://, or if you've got, you know, a relatively modern computer, just in the address bar, put in tv.fetishdollemily.com, tv.fetishdollemily.com, and that'll get you there into the chat room and all of that, and you can see her and in her glory there. It looks like you got a new – have you had that keyhole tattoo?
Yeah. I have.
Always, every time I look,
thing, I went to go
I
pick up lunch.
I always see a new one. Uh-huh.
Yeah, everything seems bad. I went to go pick up lunch the other day, and I was sitting there waiting for them to finish making my sandwich, and this guy, like, from the back, you know, someone who was cooking, came out, and he's like, God, you know, it's impossible not to smile when someone looks at you. You're so colorful and cute and da-da-da. And for a second, I was like, oh, that's so sweet. And then he went back and whispered into another guy's ear, and they started laughing. And then the other guy came over, and he's like, is that a Hello Kitty? I sure do like Hello Kitty, and started looking at me all creepy. And then he's like, and I really like your pee hole. I mean, keyhole. And I thought, God, why can't you just be
had
nice?
To ruin
like,
it.
Why do you have to add the creep factor in there? Because, yeah, it totally ruined it for me when he got creepy. I was like, ugh.
I'm telling you, he's going to do that to the wrong gal one of these days and do something like that, and she's going to say, oh, yeah, and then and take him home and kill him and drain his fluids like a spider, you know, drains a male spider there. Like a Capri Sun, that's right. She's going to drain you like a Capri Sun. I'm going to steal that. That's brilliant. I love it.
You know, I've always thought, why don't vampires do that? Like, I really want to see a vampire movie where a vampire sticks a Capri Sun straw in someone's neck and sucks them dry, because those things are fucking sharp. Like,
oh, that they are, too. I've never, ever since I saw, and it probably wasn't even a real picture, and it sucks for Capri Sun, I mean, I don't know, little kids and Emily's drink Capri Suns. I would never drink a Capri Sun. But there was a picture about a year or two back going around Facebook that they found some kind of, it looked like a dried up tangerine or something in a Capri Sun. And I'm like, there is no way in hell I will ever drink a Capri Sun, ever. I tell you the weirdest, though, part about a Capri Sun, before I saw that picture, one time we were having a party and we ran out of mix and, you know, for our booze. And so I'm looking around and I'm like, well, there's some Capri Sun there. And if you cut it open and pour the Capri Sun out, no matter what flavor...
You can be sure
flavor,
that there's nothing creepy in it.
Well, no matter what flavor it is, it's clear. And you're like, well, that's weird. How does it taste? You know what I mean? There's a disconnect in your brain when you see the clear liquid and whatever flavor it is. Very strange. So,
yeah, I remember when I was a kid, I used to pour them out, and it shocked me. I was like, what? They're all clear? All the flavors are clear? What? You can't have clear fruit punch.
It's strange. It's very strange. So, how's the weather down there in Houston? Has it been? Have you been having weird, strange weather? We've been having odd weather here in South Florida.
Yeah, it was really warm and beautiful on Sunday, and I went out to the park and fed some ducks and was wearing a little tiny dress, and life was wonderful. And then today it was fucking freezing outside. So, I mean, it's going back and forth between hot and cold, and it's making everybody
I remember seeing you, you posted a picture of that mutant Chernobyl duck on Facebook. It was pretty pretty crazy there, kid. Pretty weird looking.
I like to feed the ducks, though, and this time was especially funny because I usually go to, like, just downtown, and I go under the bridge, and there's ducks under there. I mean, there's also homeless people, but there's ducks under there. This time I thought that I would be fancy and I would go to the pretty little park downtown and feed the park ducks. It was a terrible idea. Those ducks are so ill-mannered. Like, I went and I pulled out my loaf of bread and one just goes fucking flying towards my face and I have the bag of bread and I just whacked it like a baseball coming at me because it scared me. And I whacked it and this duck just still came at me. It didn't even faze him that I whacked him with a loaf of bread and... I don't know. They chase you all through the park trying to eat everything. And I thought to myself, I'm never feeding the fancy ducks again because they jump up in your lap and, like, take the bread out of the bag. Like, they have no boundaries. I was like, just stay out of my bubble. I'll feed you. Just stay out of my bubble.
Crazy. Yeah, you know, animals are just very strange. I saw an alligator yesterday. It wasn't my first alligator seeing in Florida. It was the first one that wasn't on Alligator Alley or in a park or an event or something. Right behind my house, we live on a lake, and I was out having some coffee in the morning and looking out at the lake on my back patio, and there was a head of an alligator swimming by, and then I could see the shadow of his body slithering along. And I'm like, wow. So I went, you know, I went down there to, you know, try to make friends with him. And he went back in the deeper part of the water. It was a big, and then everybody told me to leave the alligator alone. And
that's what happens to me. Yeah. I'm like, oh, look, it's an animal. And people are like, leave that animal alone. It's going to eat you. I'm like, Myra, I just want to hug and squeeze all the animals. I can't help it.
Well, you know, I mean, yeah. Hey, let's take a quick break. We will be right back, folks. We're going to pay some bills, and we'll be right back in 1 minute. Hi, folks. Are you looking for a custom gift for someone special in your life? Harperly Jewelry on Etsy offers custom hand-stamped jewelry created using pure aluminum, brass, copper, or new gold. Do you have a favorite inspiration or quote that you'd like to be represented? Well, no worries. Harperly Jewelry on Etsy can create a custom cuff or necklace that represents your interests or ideas with a beautiful piece of jewelry. You can find them at harperlyjewelry.etsy.com. Again, folks, that's harperlyjewelry.etsy.com. Remember, guys, to mention Pop Rocks Radio on your next order from HarperLeeJewelry.Etsy.com. Thanks! Hi, everybody. Pop artist Jamie Rocks here. I wanted to tell you all about our show coming up on Thursday, January 16th. We've got Sir Ari Gold is going to be on. He's Billboard Top 10 Visionary Award-winning recording artist. He's going to be talking about his next studio album, his fifth studio album. It's pretty awesome. Soundtrack to Freedom. Very, very cool. Looking forward to the show. That's going to be next Thursday, January 16th, right here on Pop Rocks Radio, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 Central, 8 Mountain, and 7 Pacific. Of course, if you missed the live show, you can always listen to the archive stream on our website, www.jamierocks.us, or on iTunes. Okay, see you then. And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Nocturnal Addictions, hosted by alt model Emily Snow. How are you, Emily?
So, I'm fucking craptabulous. This is going to sound a little weird, but can we mute me for a second so I can cough?
Sure, no problem at all. How about that, everybody? Emily's muted, and we can talk all about her, and just, you know, she's a slave driver, man. She's a slave driver. She keeps me up all night working on this stuff, and it's just great. Well, here she is. She's back.
Sorry, I didn't want to cough, like, into the podcast. It seems bad, but I'm battling this cold, and I get all wheezy if I don't cough for a while, so.
That's
and,
no
you know,
problem.
At all, but, you know. So, tonight's show is about, I guess you could call it 5 million different things, and, you know, whatever you want to call it, that's fine, but the technical term for it is cunnilingus, which is ridiculous, and no one's ever going to say, hey, baby, will you perform cunnilingus on me? Like, that's just creepy, I guess. So, don't
what,
do that.
We don't say it? Okay.
No, yeah, that's creepy. I mean, the only time I've ever heard anybody say that was on an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm where they said there's only two ways to end up in a neck brace. It's either for being in a car accident or performing cunnilingus. And, you know, if you're in a neck brace from it, that must be some hardcore, you know, kitty snacking or whatever you want to call it. So the question of the week was, guys, do you like to do it? And girls, have you ever been with a guy who was really bad at it and what did you do? This started actually last Wednesday after the show. I went to go pick up a friend of mine and take her to the bar with me because Barbarella has goth night on Wednesday. And I went to go pick her up. We got into this conversation, her and then a chick friend of hers, and I thought, God, why is this not on the show? Because it's two girls and they're like, blah, 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 talking to me about guys, you know, eating them out or whatever and weird things about it, and I thought, oh, this is all great content that my show's missing. But luckily, I remember a lot of it, and so I thought I would ask the question. One of her neighbors was telling me that.
Note to self, get Emily a note to self recorder.
Yeah,
so
you know, instead of a note
stuff.
I have a little notebook that I write, like, ideas and stuff for photo shoots and stuff for the show in so I don't forget. And this was one of them that I didn't want to forget. She was telling me that she was with a guy and he went down on her and he was so bad at it and it was just terrible and she didn't know how to, like, cut it off. So she just faked an orgasm hoping he would stop, but he just kept going. And there was no end to it. And I thought, are there guys who are really bad at it? I mean, I haven't been with that many guys. I only know from, you know, being in the midst of all my slutty friends to tell me about their sexcapades, but I didn't think that there were guys that were really bad at it, but apparently there are, and from my question of the week, I realized that most guys are down for it. There weren't very many guys that were like, ew, I'm not into that. A lot of them were like, yeah, all about it. One of the things that I thought was really funny was, I'm going to have to think of names for these guys, like clever ways to describe them. But the guy who's just, like, way too into your fluids and they go down on you, and when they're done, they look up at you, and they're smiling like a dog that just jumped over some sort of hurdle, and their face is all glazed over like they just bowed down on a Krispy Kreme, and they're looking at you like a puppy, like for that sense of approval, like, look what I did, look what I did, look at my face. And that's gross. I'm sorry. I don't want to see her, like, wipe it off or something. I don't know. For guys to see a chick with ejaculate all over her chin, that may be hot. But to girls, we don't think like that. We're just kind of like, ew, wipe your face off, because I don't know. Something about, like, very fine, like, beard hair and, like, slime, and it's gross. I don't know. I don't think it's...
Oh, man.
I don't think it's cute. And it also hurts your face. Like, if you shave and you don't have a beard or whatever, every day you're going to need to shave, or you're going to get that little fine bit of hair. That covered in, like, a wet substance rubbing up against your face or your chest will give you some kind of fucking rash. It will make your skin all red, and it's disgusting and not cute. So wipe your damn face off. Like, we don't want to be scrubbed with your Brillo pads. Those are the guys that are too proud. And then there are the guys that are just completely freaked out by fluids. You know, you come a little bit, and they're like, oh, God, what did I just do? Like, there's moisture everywhere, and then they run from it. And that's when my friend sister decided to chime in, and she's like, what about the guys that want to eat you out after sex? And I was like, and my friend was like, we both just look at her with our jaws dropped, and we're like, what? You had a guy that wanted to eat you out after sex? And, you know, in my personal sex life, I've never experienced that, but being a phone sex operator, there are tons of guys who are into that, who actually, there's a fetish, there's something called cuckolding, where a guy feels like he's inferior, so he wants his girlfriend or wife to sleep with a more superior guy, and then after the guy ejaculates inside of her, it is then his turn to go and kind of clean it out of her. I've heard of that as a fetish, and I've even heard of guys doing it, but I've never heard of, like, just regular vanilla sex where the guy wanted to come and, you know, his own sluge out of the chick. That seemed weird to me, and weird to my friend, too. And I don't know if any other girls have had a guy who was down with that or what the deal is, but yeah, it was a little bit strange. So I'm going to get to my question of the week, which was, I'll repeat it for everyone, guys, do you like to go down on girls? And girls, have you ever had a guy who was really bad at it, and what did you do? So I'm going to read off some of our answers. One guy says, love it. One guy says, yes, I do. She came in my mouth, and I was able to taste it each time, so I guess I'm rocking her sock. Well, I guess you are. Let me internet pet you on the back. Yes, I made girls shake from it as they came, and I kept going. Okay, I'm going to stop there. We're not going to keep going with that. If the girl is shaking, stop touching her. If you're a guy and you come, do you want somebody rubbing the head of your penis after you come? No, because it fucking feels weird. I don't know what that feeling is, but it's the feeling of don't fucking touch me for like 35 seconds. So guys that think that it's hot to make a girl come and then keep going, that's hot. It's aggravating. They just want you to stop touching them for a second. And this guy, he thinks he's doing a really good job. He's like, oh yeah, I got her shaking, but I'm going to keep going. Like, no, don't keep going. That's awful. It's like being tickled. It's not fun. And I'm sure maybe guys don't describe that feeling is the same, but for girls, it's kind of like being tickled. I love doing it, especially if I'm in the mood for it. Somebody said I just grab them by the hair and say stop if they're bad at it. Practice makes perfect. Being vagina is great, depends on the vag, though. This person said yes, I told them to stop and left. The women who like to receive oral, clean and trim that shit. I've gone down on a lot of women, and the worst thing is to have to hold my breath like a diver navigating through seaweed. Also, if it tastes bad, you need to go to the doctor. And that's pretty funny. Okay, let's see. Sorry, I lost my tab here. Okay. I personally like it, but... A mother came into my store the other day with the subject of fake chowing. Apparently her son was telling her about it. Her response was, I hope he's not doing it because if he's like his father, the poor girl is fucked. I didn't really understand that, but...
That's kind of weird.
I've actually seen that, and I forget what movie it was. It was some kind of fucking movie that I couldn't tell you what it was, but the guy was too scared to sit down on the chick, so he had, like, this patented thing where he'd go down there and, like, move his fingers around, and she thought that he was doing a really great job of eating her out, but really he was faking it. That's weird. It kind of reminds me of this one transsexual prostitute I used to know. And I was like, how do you sleep with guys and they don't realize, you know, because she was pre-op. And I was like, how do they not, you know, find your front bit? And she's like, well, I just slip it in the other hole and they never know the difference.
Wow.
I guess it's kind of like that, faking somebody out.
There you go.
Let's see, what other answers do we have? Tongue punch that queef factory. That's my motto. Okay. Nobody wants to be tongue punched, and the fact that you just called vagina queef factory is like minus 10 points for you. Let's see. Most guys and girls are excellent at it, though. You can really tell if they're there to please you or not. Unfortunately, yes, you never ever forget a guy that can do it amazingly. Those encounters may be gone, but never forgotten. Some dudes are better than others, but hey, at least they're good at something, right? Aww. You know, that's one of the main things I got when I asked my blowjob question, too, where people were saying, hey, if the person's really into it, then they're good at it. That's not necessarily true. I don't know. I have this one boyfriend. Oh my god. I'm getting ads. Okay, I had this one boyfriend that he tried too hard, I guess, is the problem.
Okay.
But that was just a sex. It was kind of like, the way I described it was having sex with, like, a
teenager. That was just the sex. Everything else, he didn't try too hard.
No, the sex he tried way too hard. I was, like, having sex with a bunny rabbit. I mean, the foreplay, like, the oral sex, everything was good. But when it came time for the sex, it was like he just really wanted to prove that he could do it. So he would hump as fast as he could for, you know, every bit of 4 minutes and then fall asleep. And, you know, this is such a terrible story. But eventually, after my days and days and days of this 4-minute bunny sex, I was like, God, I have to get out of this. So what I would do is I would just let him do his 4 minutes of really fast humping, and then I would go out and meet with another guy that I liked better than him. So needless to say, that relationship didn't last long.
Ouch.
He was just trying so hard, and I felt bad for him, and, you know, he was trying so hard. And in the beginning of the relationship, he wasn't like that. But closer to the end, when he felt like, you know, maybe I was kind of distant or wasn't as into it as I used to be, it's like he started trying really, really hard, and it was super unattractive. I don't know. Something about a guy humping like a little bunny rabbit, like, no, you need to have like some full-on thrust. You can't just jump up and down like a crackhead on a trampoline, you know? It's a vagina. It's not a trampoline.
Bipolar Care Bear in the chat room wanted to know about, what do you think about guys biting on the lady button? Isn't it painful?
I like the whole pain during sex thing, but if somebody bit my lady button, I'd probably kick them. Just out of response. I mean, if there's a difference between biting and maybe, like, grazing your teeth across it. It's the same thing with a blowjob. Guys don't want teeth in their blowjob, but, you know, if your teeth, you know, graze the top a little bit on accident, they're not going to kick you. But if you just went, you know, like a banana, they're probably going to throw you across the room just out of shock, and it's not even going to be their fault. Same thing with a woman. If you go down there and just chomp on it, I guess there could be some girls who are into that, but, I mean, that's something you're going to have to ask them before you just go and try it out. That can be a unwelcome. Let's see. Somebody wrote hashtag wash yourself. That's funny. Somebody said, is it weird that it does nothing for me? And this was a girl. And actually, no. It is not weird that it does nothing for you. Part of the problem that I've had throughout my, you know, I guess adult life is guys kind of annoy me sometimes, and I always think, God, you know, what if I could just be a lesbian? That would be so much easier. And, you know, I'm sure it's not any easier, but when you're frustrated with men and you're a girl, you always think that, what if I was a lesbian? You know, could I do that? I don't think I could really be a lesbian because of the lack of penetration. That's what the sex is all about for me. Like, the best part is the penetration part. So if you're, you know, not into the whole oral sex thing, I can get that, because not to say that I'm not into it, but I wouldn't be into it if there was no dick to follow behind it. You know what I mean? I'm only down for a guy that's going to eat me out if he's going to be ready with the dick afterwards. Like, there has to be an ending. Like, you can't just eat a girl out and then leave. There has to be some sort of closing process there. For me, at least. So, I don't think it's weird that you're not that into it. I wouldn't be into it if there was no dick to follow, so I can relate. Let's see. I hated it until I was a guy who actually gave a shit. Oh, I hated it until I was with a guy who actually gave a shit about pleasing me rather than trying to earn a blowjob. So that's kind of weird. People work on a point system like that. You lick mine and I'll lick yours. Like, we're adults here. Come on now. You shouldn't be racking up, like, tallying up the oral sex counters on either side to see who owes who oral sex. What are our other answers? My girlfriend loves it. Really into oral. Also, it isn't true love until you kiss after oral. Okay, I don't agree with that. But, glad that you like it. What else do we have? Yes, was really bad at it, so I gave him proper instructions. That's a good thing. If you can be open with your partner and be like, hey, you're not quite doing what I need you to do down there, so maybe if you could try this. It'd be better than just receiving bad oral sex over and over again because you're too scared to say anything about it.
Right. Isn't that the most important thing
about every girl
relations?
Pleasure from it.
Is communication, you know?
Let's see. Truly, it is really hard to think of anything more enjoyable in this life than a beautiful woman's favorite word for vagina spasming into my mouth. Talk to it. No, don't talk to it. If somebody talked to my vagina, I would kick them out. Don't talk to a vagina. What is that? It's not like a fucking pet rock or a chia pet. Like, it's a vagina. I don't talk to a guy's dick. Wouldn't that be weird if I whipped your dick out and I was like, you're a cute little penis, aren't you? Look at you. You're so big and hard.
Oh, no. Yeah, don't do that. That's bad.
I want to do that now. Whoa. Just as a social experiment. Look how cute you are. It's like it's smiling at me. Oh, God.
Bipolar Care Bear in the chat room made another comment. He says, but some guys feel less of a man if the girl is instructing them. What do you think about that? What are your thoughts there?
I have a question for you. He's going to feel like way less of a man when he catches you fucking his best friend because he can't put it down like he needs to. So better to cut that shit short in the beginning. Better to cut that shit short in the beginning than let him get the feels and then tear his heart out, you know? Is that a good one? Don't worry about that. Like I said, he'd much rather have you tell him about himself in the beginning than to catch you going to step out for some good, you know, pussy maintenance because he can't put it down. That's just how I feel about it. I don't know. I'm brutally honest. If I'm with a guy and he's not doing what he needs to do and I tell him, that's like my forewarning. I'm like, dude, look, I need it like this. If you're not going to put it like this, then there's probably somebody else that could, maybe, might want to. I'm sure there is. You ladies are beautiful, and it is not hard to get a guy in bed. Trust me. It's pretty damn easy. Women have it good. I mean, men, on the other hand, men will fuck anyone. Women, their problem is they could fuck anybody, but they're so picky. If you weren't picky, if you had a man mindset and went out to the bar, you could fuck all sorts of guys. But women, they want to feel a connection and blah, 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 blah. But if you were just in it for the sex, you'd be able to get laid all day and night. You just got to put on your man thinking cap.
There you go, folks. There you go. If you're home lonely, Emily says there's no point in that. No reason for
there
it.
There is no point in that. No, and you know, say you don't exactly, you know, what's the word for it? Say you don't exactly get along or feel a connection with a guy. Who cares? If you're just trying to get the D, then who cares what his favorite color is or what kind of music he listens to? You need to think like a man. If you're only in it for that one thing, who cares what kind of lifestyle he has or if he watches My Little Pony on the weekends? As long as he can put it down when he needs to and all you're looking for is sex and not some sort of emotional connection, then, you know, you just do what you gotta do. How do you tell a guy that you just met what you're into sexually? Like, what hints do you give them? This is
That's a very good question.
One of the easy ways that, you know, I've recommended to people is do it kind of like a dirty talk thing while you're in the bedroom. Like, during that foreplay time when you're making out or the heavy petting or whatever you're doing, that's a good time to kind of whisper to the guy in a sexy voice what you want from him. And it's not going to sound demanding. Like, it's not like you're sitting down before the sex thing. Look, I'm gonna have a checklist here. I'm going to need you to lick this, poke this, and stick this. It doesn't have to be like that. You can You can work it into the sex, you know, whisper something sexy in their ear, like, oh, I love it when you lick my nipples. Whatever you want him to do, you can kind of grab the back of his head and gently guide him to do it, or you could say harder, softer, things like that, you know, work with it. Maybe the first time won't be the best sex ever, but, you know, after two or three times and you're kind of hinting here and there during sex, he's going to pick up on what you like and what you don't like. I think the first time you have sex with someone, a lot of people expect it to be magical. They're like, this is the point where I'm going to figure out if we're sexually compatible or not. And that's not always how it works. You may not necessarily be sexually compatible with somebody you've only had sex with once. And that's really the trade-off when it comes to...
What if
like
they're a magician?
Well, if they're a magician, then they should be able to just take their wand and... Like a Hitachi.
It should be magical.
Yeah, it's like Harry Potter.
Oh, God.
I would totally sleep with Harry Potter.
I thought you liked Snape.
I do like Snape. I was just going to say, I mean, granted, I would sleep with Harry Potter. I would want Snape to do it first, and then maybe Harry Potter could be like the cuckold guy who cleans up after Snape. That's some fan fiction right there. Let's see, what are your experiences with guys in defeat? I do a lot of, like, the domination kind of thing. And guys that are in defeat, a lot of them like it when your feet are gross. Like, if you've been wearing boots all day and you don't want to take your shoes off at a party or something, they like those kind of feet. They like stinky, sweaty, wet feet. At least in the whole domination scene that I'm in. I've had guys pay extra because your feet are sweaty, or guys pay extra because your socks are dirty, or your feet are black on the bottoms from walking around on the ground without shoes on. So in my experience, guys are in the gap. I did have this one guy who asked me to jerk him off with my feet once, and I was like, no, I don't like feet. If anybody knows me well enough, will know that I have a thing where I just fucking hate feet. Like, I think they're so gross and so creepy. Toes look like little midget fingers, and I don't know, it just freaks me out. No, I don't get paid for sex. But, you know. Okay, they must have this twisted. I do not get paid for sex. I have been a dominatrix in the past, which... Basically, they don't get to touch me at all or whip their shit out. It's just me yelling at them and rubbing my feet in their face, and it has nothing to do with sex. So, yeah, midget fingers.
You tell them, Emily. You tell them.
One in the same. Yeah, you know, that sucks that people hear dominatrix and they think, oh, they're having sex with these people. And it's funny because a dominatrix will never have sex with their submissive. Like, that's completely against the whole you know, dom sub thing. If you're a chick and you have a guy, you're not going to let them touch you. Like, they have to work in order to smell your dirty, stinky feet. They have to do a lot of work for that. They have to do a lot of work to be able to clean your filthy feet with your tongue. Like, it has nothing to do with sex. It's more of a submission. So we'll get back to some of our answers here. Yes, definitely. The guy was too pushy. I just let him continue until he got tired and eventually listened to me. If he wasn't very pushy, I would just say, that's fine. Why don't you try something else? I've had it bad before, and I didn't know what else to do besides push his head away from me. No guy is good at it. I just stopped them one way or the other. Someone said, I don't think I've ever had anyone tell me I was bad, but I would like to know so I can be better. See, that's a good thing. How are guys supposed to know that they suck at it? I don't think guys are creepy for liking feet at all. I'm just not into it. I'm into a lot of things that people might think are creepy, but, you know, everything's,
like Harry Potter.
Yeah. Like me wanting to have a threesome with Snape and Harry Potter, that's probably a little weird to some people, but I still want to do it. So I really wanted to have somebody come on the show and describe to me the proper way to perform this cunnilingus, but nobody wanted to do it. Everybody was too shy. And I had a few guys that wanted to do it, but nobody wants to hear a guy talk about it. I guess, let's be honest here. We only want to hear chicks talk about it. So I turn the guys down, sadly. Sorry, guys. And the chicks are also shy. They're like, I don't want to talk about doing that on the radio. But I don't know how to do it. I'm not good at being a lesbian. So I wish someone could give me some insight. I have no idea what the guys are doing down there. I mean, what you feel is not what they're doing. I've heard people say that guys can spell out their ABCs with their tongue. I don't know if people really do that or not, but I like letters, so I would be down to try it.
Wow.
You know, and one of the big problems that I saw with asking that question was people saying, girls, you need to wash your shit. That's a given. I mean, if you shower every day, your vagina is not going to be gross and smelly. If you shower and shave and, you know, wash your naughty bits every day, you're not going to have any weird smells. If you go 3 days without a bath and then let a guy go down on you, I don't know, that's kind of gross. That's one of the things I was talking to my friends about. I was like, have you ever turned down oral sex from a guy? And they're like, no, never. And I'm like, what about on one of those days where, you know, it's day two of not showering again, you just got back from the gym and your ass is all sweaty and, you know, you just don't want the guy going anywhere near you. And they're like, oh, yeah, yeah, that happens. And then they finally, like, admitted it. But most women, they won't admit that there are times when they're like, nah, probably wouldn't want to stick your head between my legs right now. But at least there are people that are... At least you can be like, no, thank you. It's the chicks that know that they just got done working out and their cooch is all sweaty and they're like, yeah, baby, go down on that. That's messed up. That's not right to do to a guy right there. I would rather have the guy would rather be turned down than led into a deep, dank swamp of, like, workout sweat on your cooch. Just saying, but for girls, you know, I'm sure most of us shower every day, and if you shower every day, there's not going to be some weird, you know, down below issues that you have to worry about. So I looked up what kind of tips there were for performing this on women, and they're all really bad tips. But as a girl, I will tell you some good tips. You're going down on a chick. Chances are, it will increase her pleasure if you insert two fingers and use a come-hither motion, therefore stimulating her G-spot. But be warned that if you do that, now see, you're going to pull your fingers up towards the belly button, kind of like you're leading someone towards you. But warning, with stimulating a G-spot, chicks might squirt, so if you're not ready to have a face full of something, probably shouldn't do that. But if you don't mind, that's a great way to get a chick off right there. You can stick your fingers in, and like I said, some head emotion, that's good. Girls, they also like foreplay, even when it comes to oral sex. Oral sex isn't necessarily foreplay. It's kind of nice if, you know, you kick her thighs and kind of work your way in, or use your hands, grab her butt. Do something with your hands. Don't just put your hands to your side and go to town. Like, that's kind of weird, actually. So, there's a lot of things you can do to kind of make it more exciting. And if you don't like to do it, guys, you are freaked out by it, then don't do it. It's better just to not do it than to make a fool of yourself trying to, like, you know, stick your tongue out and then back up from it. And if you're just grossed out by it and not into it, she's going to be able to tell. A lot of people say that they like tongue fucking. I don't know. That doesn't really do anything for me. Your tongue is tiny. And, you know, it's kind of squishy, and it's not, I mean, what is something going that far in you? I don't know. I'm just not a big fan of all that. I guess the internet says that it's awesome, but I'm not too into it. Don't forget to be patient. It's not like a porn movie. It takes a while for chicks to get off like that. And that's true, too. Most guys, they don't want to commit to, you know, 15 minutes of that. They think 5 minutes later they'll be good. But you don't necessarily have to make a chick come by performing oral sex on her. It's a good kind of intermediate foreplay thing. You can go down on her for 5 minutes and then go back to your sexing. That's kind of cute. Like that. At least I do. I don't know. See, some of these tips are just terrible. Don't put a whole lot of saliva in her. Yeah, I think, you know, hopefully the chick's wet enough to where you're not drooling all over her cooch in order to make it wet. Don't shake your face. That's a good one. For all the guys who think that they want to motorboat your vagina, that is not cute. That is like a pit bull with a bone. Chicks do not want you to go between their legs and go like that. It's that, ugh. Just the thought of it. That's one thing to avoid. And just how guys are like, girls, you need to trim your stuff. It's too bushy down there. I'm working with hardwood floors, so I don't have that problem. But I would like to say that, guys, the same goes for you. If you're working with, like, a four-day stubble and you haven't shaved, rubbing that up against a freshly shaved pussy is terrible. It was awful. It is like taking a fucking Brillo pad to your vagina. And I don't think it's right. And I think it's fucked up. How do you tell a guy that your face is literally sanding my pussy while you're down there? That's not a comfortable subject to get into. So, you know, guys, if you want to go down on a guy, you should probably shave. I have a thing. I really hate facial hair, so I've never really been with a guy with a beard. I don't know how that would work. I guess I'd like to get some insight on that. What is it like having a guy with a beard eat you out? Is it weird? Does it feel like he's cleaning you at the same time, like a sponge?
On that note,
I'm
going
to have to ask somebody that now. Maybe it absorbs some of the moisture into the beard, and he has to, like, wring it.
Oh, God.
What?
Oh, man. Emily, it's time for a break.
yes, a break.
We'll be right back, folks.
Oh. Break the top of the love.
Me, a cat, moving in with a single guy. At first, I thought it might be a little weird, but turns out it's actually pretty amusing. For instance, like, my human's gotten so used to me being around, sometimes I think he forgets I'm here. He'll get up for work, shower, shave, and come out with no pants. Plops right down in front of the TV. Hello, there's a lady in the room.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Ruxgear, the online web shop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierux.us.
Hello.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Nocturnal Addictions, hosted by alt model Emily Snow. Emily, how are you? I saw during the break you were, you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. I only get a short break, so I got to sneeze and cough during the 1 minute break. Hey, I'm sick, but the show must go on.
That's right. That's right. You're doing wonderful. You're doing very well.
Oh, I have exciting news before we get to our movie of the night.
Okay.
Speaking of movies, I am going to go be in a movie on Sunday. Remember we had Jeremy on?
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking about his new movie, The Pig X Murders Part 3. I'm going to go be a booby extra in it on Sunday. So I'm excited. I've never been in a movie before. So, and hey, even if I only get 0.2 seconds of booby dumb in the movie, that's okay, because I can still be like, my boobs are in that movie at, like, you know, 67 minutes, 32 seconds or something. So that's exciting. I get to go do that this weekend. And Friday, I'm supposed to go spend the night with my very dear Twisted Photography and shoot some really awesome pictures. So, should have a good weekend ahead. Movies and photo shoots and lots of fun stuff.
That's awesome. Yeah. You have to tell us all about it next week.
Yeah, you know, they told me to dress 80s style for the movie, and I don't know how to do that. So you might have to, maybe tomorrow I'll give you a call and you can help me out with some outfit ideas for all this.
We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out, girl.
I don't know what to wear. Should I borrow something from my mom?
Maybe. We'll see. We'll get you. I'm sure you got something.
Okay, so movie of the week. See, I make my own sound effects now. Think of all the time I'm saving you.
I'm telling you, I love it.
Movie of the week this week, which is a Netflix movie, of course, because who wants to go and rent movies? There's not even a place to rent movies anymore, I don't think. But Netflix, super cheap if you have it. They have a movie on there called Big Trouble in Little China. Now, initially, I will tell you, I am not one for fucking ninja movies or whatever this shit is. And I was like, ew, I don't want to watch that. Don't make me watch that. God. And I had some cough medicine or something, and I was like, fuck it, I'm going to go to sleep anyway. So just put it on. But then I started watching it, and I was like, oh, yeah, beat his ass. Like, I was all into it. It kind of reminds me of The Labyrinth, but, you know, with ninjas and stuff.
But for boys.
Less singing. Less singing, yeah. But it's directed by John Carpenter, who's a badass, first off. Anything that he has his name on is usually badass, which is why I gave it a chance. Secondly, starring Kurt Russell in his hunky days, and Kim Cattrall, which is Samantha from Sex and the City, which is my favorite-ish show. And it was really weird to see Samantha be like a sweet, innocent little girl because she's such a dirty fucking slut on Sex and the City. There was really no other way to put that. It just had to come out that way. But, what else could I say about this movie? Some ninjas, you know? So basically this creepy old Asian guy, all right? He's got like some demon sacrifice monster, all right? And he's got to find a chick with green eyes to marry in order to break this curse. And Kurt Russell's driving like a semi, and he's friends with this little Asian dude, and the little Asian dude's girlfriend is an Asian chick with green eyes, and it's so rare that she has green eyes. Well, she gets kidnapped, of course, and so the whole movie is them, like, chasing after this little Asian dude's Asian girlfriend, trying to save her or whatnot, and there's some action scenes, and there's some kissing scenes, and there's Kurt Russell, and he's shirtless. The thing that I thought was funny about the movie, though, was how shitty Kurt Russell is. Like, he never beats anybody's ass until, like, the end of the movie. Every time he gets ready to kick ass, he's like, yeah, let's do this. And then it shows the little tiny Asian guy who, like, comes up to his shoulder, beating everybody up. And then at the end, Kurt Russell finally, like, kills one or two guys. And I didn't notice to the end. I was like, has he even kicked anybody's ass yet? Like, what has he been doing this whole time? I think there are a few scenes where he gets knocked out in the beginning of the fight and then wakes up and everybody's on the ground and the little Asian guy's like, hee-hee-hee.
That's the whole bit. What would you give this movie? Would you suggest people watch it?
Yes, I give this movie an 8 out of 10. And if you've seen Sex and the City and you're a fan of that and still willing to watch a ninja movie, 9 out of 10. Because seeing young Kim Cattrall was worth all of it. And she has such a sweet little innocent voice. And she's like, oh, hee hee hee. And you think, that is not the same person. And I remember there's one scene where she gets really pissed off and she's screaming at someone. And I'm like, there she is. That's her. So it kind of got me into thinking, when you're young and you get pissed and you yell at someone, that's what you're going to sound like when you're old, all the time.
So there you go. Well, an 8 out of 10, that's not bad. That's one of the new ones on Netflix. They just put a bunch of new movies on the streaming service.
I mean, if you haven't, did come out in 1986. Let me forewarn people, it is an older movie with some really cheesy special effects, but either way.
But I will say this to any of our female listeners, and I think we probably have one or two. No, I'm kidding. We actually have a lot. If you really want to make your guy happy, I don't know a guy out there that isn't a fan of Big Trouble in Little China. It's pretty cool. And your guy will be very pleased that you at least gave it a shot and tried to watch it with him. He ain't going to watch The Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants with you, but look at it all.
You know,
if
you make a guy suffer through enough episodes of Sex and the City, you kind of owe them Big Trouble in Little China. Just saying.
Exactly. And hey, it could be worse. You know, it could be Buckaroo Banzai. No, we'll talk about that next time. Emily, it's been a good show. It's that time again. We've had a lot of fun tonight. An excellent show. Very informative. Hopefully we've helped some folks out and entertained you folks for a while. We will be back next Wednesday, every Wednesday night here. And we'll hear all about Emily's cinematic adventures and fashion shoot adventures and her unique take on perverted, filthy, dirty underbelly of the world. How about that? Emily? I love it. Yes, Carrie Bradshaw does look like a horse. And a foot.
Maybe.
Anyhow.
You can do ponytail. Okay,
oh, God. Okay. Say goodnight, Emily.
Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week.